Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Final, I was going to say hour, of Jones and Mego with Arkin. No Mego today, or yesterday, or really the day prior. But it's the final, what, like five-plus minutes before we hand off to Keith?
Five-minute warning.
Yeah, it's about that. He's got you covered here tonight. Red Sox pregame coverage, Red Sox and Guardians, or as I said earlier, what's left of the Red Sox, with Brian Baio going on IL earlier today. We talked to Alex Cora about it. If you missed any of that, Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Use the rewind feature. You can listen to the full interview there. Rafael Devers, the warrior that he is back in the lineup tonight as a DH, which means Yoshida's out. Doesn't sound thrilled about his situation. So a lot to follow there with the Red Sox. Meanwhile, Arkan, big games tonight. It's a good night to not go to anything, by the way. Like, I was talking to my neighbor today. He's going to the Celtics. And he's called the show before, neighbor Pete. I was talking to him. He's going, oh, I'm going to the Celtics game. And I go, I got to be honest, I have no desire to go to either of the games tonight because I want to, you can't go to the Bruins game. But, like, this is a night where you want to be able to watch both.
Yeah.
Are you prioritizing one? I'm prioritizing the Bruins. I mean, barring a close game, I'm prioritizing the Bruins. I don't really care what happens with the Celtics other than, like, Miami answering back because there's no way they lose this series or this game, in my estimation.
That's sort of how I feel, too. I think there's a lot higher stakes with the Bruins right now that are more realistic than they are with the Celtics, but I'll have probably the multi-view going on my YouTube TV. You know you can do that now. They have the multi-view. You can have any two sports.
You can make your own.
You can make your own multi-view. It's awesome. I'm telling you, Jones, you're missing out on the YouTube TV thing.
Yeah, I don't think I am. I still like clicking back and forth. I feel like I'm good at it. I like clicking
such
back and forth.
Basic Betty. Where's the remote, cat?
I yell at her so much about the remote. Anytime we're watching anything. And
I've seen these dining playbook commercials. I got to flip back to the Celtics.
Let me tell you. You want to watch commercials? Give Kat the remote. You want to watch nothing?
Bad clicker timing.
Yeah. You want to watch none of your show? You want to watch all commercials? Give Kat the remote.
Ooh, the Phantom Gourmet found a pizza place.
I'm telling you, I feel I have good instincts on this, so I don't mind flipping back and forth. But fine. Arkan, you got your multi-view going. Which one do you have the audio going on? Which one are you actually watching and listening to?
Bruins by far.
It is.
I mean, at this point in the proceedings, I say it's got to be the Bruins. If the Celtics go on to the next round and it's, you know, Milwaukee or the Knicks or something like that, I'll take that series more seriously. If there's a fight in the Celtics game, I'll switch the audio over to that, clearly. But I think right now and for most of the night, it'll be Bruins.
That's my fear. Missing out on that would be my fear. Yeah. Like, the Heat have continued their code red, which Scal kind of sort of denied earlier today. That's another thing you could check out on the Odyssey app. I don't think he liked his own word, code red. Like, when I was like, hey, have you ever been a part of a code red? He's like, well, no.
It's like, whoa.
It's like, okay, but like,
what's all this code?
Has the message ever been delivered? We're not going to be punked. He's like, oh, yeah, all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay. And I think that's really what he was talking about.
If you were to assign a color to that type of thing, what would it be?
It got away from him. It got away. Code red, I think, was fine.
It's like he played with like tough guys like Joakim Noah when he was in Chicago. He coached Draymond Green when he was coaching in for the Warriors. I'm sure that, you know, that kind of vernacular has been used.
And this is what I think people missed with Scott. He went way too far when he said Martin should be suspended. Like, they're not even reviewing it for a flagrant foul.
Neither of us co-signed that, by the way. We co-signed the code red, but not that. Yeah.
But I think he said this. It's like the team on the other side matters. The fact that it was Miami matters. If this was the Charlotte Hornets or somebody like that, you wouldn't be thinking it was a cup, but it's Spoelstra and it's Riley and it's the Heat and it's Heat culture. And like that to me matters. And so that'd be the one thing I'm curious in seeing the Celtics tonight. Does Miami continue to muck it up? Because that's the only way they can win a series. Do the Celtics go cold from three? I guess would be another thing. They shot 49, 53s, whatever it was the other night. They're going to have one of these cold nights coming up. They have it every single year in these postseason runs. And so can they win another way? I'll be curious to see that. But I want to see the Bruins tonight. I want to see our guy Swayman. I want to see if these are panicky lineup changes or if they actually work from Jim Montgomery. Because as I've said a couple of different times, Arcand, Grizzlick out, he hasn't played well, but that feels a little panicky to me. JVR back in feels a little panicky to me. Where's he going to play? I want to see where he's playing. Is he in your top six? Is he in your bottom six? Hopefully. I know it was Lauko out, but are they going to try to get Marchand going, or are they going to try to swap things up on the Pasternak line and drop Heinen down? I'm just curious to see where he actually goes back into the lineup. Or even if he starts in the bottom six, is he working his way into some time with Pasternak? I'd just be curious to see that, especially Pasternak on that side. I'm curious to see that tonight. The changes feel panicky. You lost the game with your backup goalie, and Ullmark's your backup goalie. Now you're doing massive lineup changes. I don't love that.
Yeah, I don't love it either, but I do get the point. And I also think that this is partially to deflect away from the rotation thing. Well, yeah, the goalie rotation's happening, but what really reason why we lost the game was because the defense was bad and because we didn't get production from our top six or whatever it is that they're going to pin it on, because they don't want to admit that the goalie rotation's not working or that it's not working the way they wanted it to. I'm really interested in seeing how Swayman plays. If he has another great game, then you're going to go back to Ullmark in game four? If Swayman goes out there and has another one goal, you know, 35 save job where they win 2-1 or 3-1, whatever it is, and then what, you're going to go back to Ullmark again after that? Like that, you thought I was pissed after game one. If that happens and then they go back to him in game four, I'm gonna lose my freaking mind.
Let me ask you, and maybe you just answered it for me. They lose tonight with Swayman. How do you feel? I'm terrified if they lose tonight with Swayman. Because then it's probably, and you might lose your mind.
He's locked in for game four.
Ullmark's
locked in for game four if they lose this game, even if Swayman plays well.
So I'm not totally sold on that, but if they lose, you're probably right. It's Ullmark. If he plays great and they lose 1-0 or 2-1, I'm going to be stumping for Swayman in game four as well. And I think there's a chance he plays.
I'll be stumping for Swayman no matter what, unless he gets absolutely smoked.
But you say locked in. I'm saying I think there's a chance he actually plays. But right, if they lose and it's Ullmark in game four, am I terrified? Yeah, I'm probably pretty afraid of that situation.
Probably going down 3-1 if that's what happens. Because the Maple Leafs are not afraid of Linus Ullmark. They're afraid of Swayman. They are 100% afraid of Swayman. They're not afraid of Ullmark.
That's true. We talked a lot of draft on the program today. Our draft coverage on WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, Greater Boston, and Cape Cod's choice for home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC product and services at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, and by McCormick Spices. We're 1 day, 2 hours, 50 minutes, 46, 45, 44 seconds away from the NFL draft. Rich Keefe has full coverage tomorrow night with Andy Hart, with Fitzy, with Shine. You can check it out here on WEEI. Meantime, he gets you game ready for the Red Sox and the Guardians. They come your way a little after 6. Stay tuned for Red Sox pregame with Keefe right now on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.